Now hit me.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. At some point, we're going to talk about grilling today, but maybe not now.
Overrated.
Overrated. Way overrated. Bob, you were talking about our website is probably due for a little overhaul, but there is a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, it's old.
So, yeah, it's old and it's tired. And if you're listening and you got web skills, we'd like to talk to you. No, I'm kidding. Chaz Thompson, Baritone of Beer, he's been on the show many times. He helps us with it, but it's a function of our lack of attention a little bit,
yeah.
But there is a lot of, every show we've ever done is on there, right?
Yeah, and like over 13 years worth. And the, of course, how we do this is as we're recording the show, or as we're doing the show, we're usually running we used to say a tape, but it's MP3. So we're doing digital recording of the show, and then Chaz loads it up after the show. He loads it up on our website, and it's a post. So our website's what you'd call a blog. It's a WordPress site, right? And WordPress is for blogs and blog-ish types of internet use. And so to keep it updated and refreshed, you have to keep buying these new templates. And every time we change a template, it screws up some of the old stuff that was on there. So it is not where I would prefer it. As a former web guy, I would prefer it be better than it is. But you can at least go onto it and look at it. I'm going to do a post to refresh some of the stuff next week and get some of the cool old stuff that used to show all the time. Like we have a gallery of photos on there from celebrities that have been on the show, events we've done, listeners send stuff in, and it's not so easy to find right now, so I'm going to try and pull that up to the surface again. But basically, it's a WordPress site. It's a blog. So when you click on it, you'll notice that there are these square patterns that would typically be a what you call a post. And we don't blog it. So all you spammers out there that keep sending me these annoying messages about how you want to do this and that with us, stop. It's just to hold our MP3 files. And the MP3 is the recording of the show. So like this afternoon, you'll go on there and you'll see that it'll say March 2nd, 2024. And then you click on it and it'll open up and you'll see four or five different segments. And those are the different segments of the show. So let's say your buddy was on the show last week or the week before. You can go on that show. You can click on that segment and you can hear, who is it, T. Gidd or Jeff Foxworthy or whoever is you're looking for to say, oh, I want to listen to that segment again. You can click on it and it'll play off your computer. If you don't do that, and if you say, well, I don't like using my desktop or my laptop, what we'll do is if you look at that site, you can go to the top right corner and you'll see a headset. I think it's Conrad's headset because they're very expensive.
Big too.
And you click on the headset and it'll say podcast, send this to your show, send this to your app, whatever. You follow the instructions and it'll send it right to your phone. It's real easy. Or if you have an Apple, which I use Apple products, you can simply go to the Apple Podcast app, open it up, and in the search bar just put in The Grillin' Guys and our beautiful logo will come up and you click on that and hit follow, and bang, we're sending you every show.
Right.
And it's
remember
convenient.
To put it, it's The Grilling Guys and one G in the middle, GRILLINGUIS.
Yeah, it might show you a few different potential false
right.
flags.
But you got to have the on the front of it too, because that's just our handle.
But Apple yeah. knows us very, very well. So if you come anywhere close of the different things it'll send at you, you'll see our logo. And our logo, thanks to Palazzolo Studios, our logo is absolutely world class, and when you see that big Grilling Guys logo, click on it, and you're there. So that's another thing we have. We also have 13 years worth of recipes.
Right.
You go to that search bar, and let's say you want to make something on your grill. This is why I wanted to cover this, Jop, is because I don't think
there was a point to this.
Our listeners, I don't think actually know how much they can pull off that site. Because you know as well as anybody, sometimes somebody's going to come over and you know what they're bringing and you're going, well, what am I going to do? Because you get tired of just brining chicken or marinating chicken in Italian dressing, right? Let's say you want to do something cool. So go up to that search bar and put in chicken. You're going to get, I bet you, 20 pages with posts that say chicken. And you start thumbing through those and you go, oh, no, that's weird. Oh, that one's cool. Oh, let's say Olive Burger comes up. Well, gee, I haven't had an Olive Burger. Let's
especially
do it this way.
Especially in the chicken
way.
Section.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Depending on what you put in. Let's say you put in brisket. You're going to have all kinds of posts on brisket. You might even see corned beef pop up 10 times. So that search,
or Dutch oven.
So that search bar is going to actually be a real great tool for you if you're stuck. And, I mean, if you're listening to this show, it's because you're a food fanatic or you just got unlucky. But if you're a food fanatic and you want to really do something special for your guests, or maybe this, maybe you just want to show off.
Mm-hmm. You can do that.
Looking at you, Jop.
Right. Well, I've been known to show off once in a while. We have a little bit of fun with that every now and then.
So that's why that search bar is so handy, because maybe you're stuck, you're under pressure. The wife says, oh, so-and-so's coming over. And you're like, ah, I'm in a fix here.
Yeah.
Really tight spot.
Well, they won't be so bad this summer. My wife's back to work. And when she took the summer off last year, there was three or four nights a week where I come rolling in and that happened. People were at, you got a pool, I got a pool, and people were there. And it's like, well, what are you cooking us tonight, Job? Right? So you need recipes.
And if you're coming to the pool, please bring your dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So the other thing is there's a treasure trove of photos on there, and I'm gonna refresh that this week, I promise. And I'm going to get some of those cool old photos resurfaced, because we've done a lot of cool events. So one of them pops up in my memories once in a while, and it's when we had Name the Pig contest. We should do that again. That was such a success. And the winner who named the pig got to actually eat the pig, and Jop went over to their house. I showed up just because I had conflict, but to get my butt out of it, I brought Michelle McCormick with me she could stay and I could leave. Anyway, cool memories like that. The Grilling Guys has some depth. We got some history.
Yeah.
You'll see broadcasts with Kevin Matthews. Some of the original ones I did was me and Kev. And he's not in the greatest of health these days, but he's a legend, radio legend.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had a few legends on this show.
Sure.
Someday we'll be legends.
Well, then when we retire.
We've got, look at our producer.
Right.
Talk about legends.
Well, you know, we have upgraded along those way, but, you know, I shouldn't say too much, though, because we have Fonger, and he's got his own show now on LAV. Yeah, so
he was good.
He went from producer to on-air talent. Great sports guy. Play-by-play call.
Wonderful kid.
Yeah. He's not a kid anymore. I think the guy's in mid-30s now, but married and got a
still
family.
A kid.
Yeah, he's a good dude. But that's Fongs. If you're listening, he probably isn't, because he's busy. You know, he's a radio star, but... Yeah. Anyway, he was part of our hat.
Well,
past.
Conrad brought up a great conversation. You were talking. What was that you asked us?
Well, we did a thing this week. You were talking about wings and whether people picked drums or flats. You know, when you go to wings and you had Jop down at the Moose Lodge this week.
I was there Wednesday night with Chaz, and my wife is the drum, and I'm the flat. I prefer the flat.
Now, let's clear this up. Is it really the moose or is it the water buffaloes?
No, it's the moose. There's no poobah. There is no poobah. So it was Wednesday night, wings and strings.
So when we were kids, or when we were, you know, growing up, wings were the whole, there were three pieces. You had the little nub on the end, you had the flat, and you had
the flipper.
The flipper and the drum. And what they did is they divided it up. To make more money.
They actually
money.
Served the flipper?
It was left on there, because it used to be junk.
It is junk. You give it to your cat.
Right. Well, the flipper you do, yeah. But, I mean, the whole wing used to be junk. And now it's like the highest demand part of the bird.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But it was three pieces to it, and now it's two, you know?
Or one, because they're broken up.
I got it. They learned how to make
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break on the Grilling Guys, and we will be back.